Yes, the chiyuv is only on the gimel regalim and not on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the Gemara Meisvei, the pasuk says, "Tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina." Give a chelik for something that has to do with seven and also tate. What does that mean? We have Elazar Weiner, shiva elu zayin yimei brachos and shmoina elu ches yimei mila. Goes on the 8 days of mila. Rashi, elu shiva yimei brachos. HaShabbos nivcha mitoichoi. That Shabbos is something special about the Shabbos Yimei Breishis and Shemar Yimei Mila. HaShemina nivcha b'toichoi. The 8th day is special for Mila. That's Chandra's Pasuk. Like Tein Chelim, he gives something special to Shabbos and gives something special to the 8th day that is the Mitzvah Mila. We have Yeshua Reiner. Shiva Elo Shiva Yimei Pesach. Goes on the 7 days of Pesach. Shemayin Elo Shemayin Yimei Achak. Goes on the 8 days of Sukkis. That even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also has this chiddush of Tein Chelik gives something special. So the more my love, what does it mean gives something special to? Lizman, that there's a chiyuv, I tell you, to say a Shechiyonu. So for enough in the Pasuk, we dashed in that there's a chiyuv to say a Shechiyonu, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the Gemara loy lebracha. No, maybe there's no chiyuv to say a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It means time, you have to make a bracha, that's all. So Rashi, lebracha means the mevorchin kol yoyme mekadesh yisrael biyazmanim. You have to make a special bracha on these yom tovim. That's all. So arbat on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also you make a special bracha. Maybe that's all. So the Gemara hachon nami mistarv. This is mistarv also that all the pasuk means is just to say the bracha in davening and not to mean a shech yonu. This sagudaytech lizman. Because if you're going to tell me what the pasuk is talking about, lizman, there's a chiyuv to say a shech yonu or bezoy zman kol shiva miyiko. Is there a chiyuv to say a shechiyonu all 7 days of Pesach? The chiyuv to say it the first day, that's all. Once he said it, once he yotze. So what do you mean 7 days of zman? So the Marah Holakash, this wouldn't be so shver. Diloy mevorach yidno, mevorach lemochor liyoyim uchra. It means if you didn't make the bracha the first day, yomtiv, you should know you can still say the bracha the second day, the third day, the fourth day, up until the seventh day. And since there's a chiyuv to say a shechiyonu, as if will be a rishus, usually the klal is that once you wait to Paris once, the second time you don't say a shechiyonu anymore, but that's only a rishus. Mashenka, when it's a chayiv, the pshat is a chayiv upon you. So you could be mekayim your chayiv all 7 days of Yom Tov. If you didn't say it the first day, you can still say it the last day also. So the baita wouldn't be shver. Maybe the pasuk is going on a chayiv to say zman to say shechiyonu. For the gemara, kashrus of mikom mokom bein in kois. It is an afkamina. If you heard, you have to say shechiyonu, but there is a chayiv. Then the chayiv is to say it on a kois. You have to say shechiyonu mitchila, like by kiddush, the way we say it, ala kais. There's such an inyan. So what's the kasha? So Rashi learns the kasha is mikol mokam kais binon leil mahad leuk mehochin ami mistarv. We're going back to say a svara why the postik is not talking about zman. It's not talking about shechiyonu. Because if it's talking about shechiyonu, you can only make a shechiyonu on the kais. And the Rashi is talking about zman called zayin miikom udukam adiloy amidno omalamocha or yisgave a teretz. If you don't say the first day's man, say the second, third, or fourth day. Liyam achrinim. Abahonami leis, it's still shver. Do a kois yayin boi loy ma brochalov. You have to say the shech yonu on a kois sho yayin. O stom the yin shi yoy mekam islu kois. Abu bisha yoy melukuli yama leslu. As I said, it says that after the first day of Yontif, not too many people have yayin anymore. So if you can tell me the pasuk is telling you that any one of the 7 days, if you didn't say the first day, you have to say the shechiyonu the second day, how could the Torah give you a chiyuv to say the shechiyonu then? It's a mitzvah. People don't have wine then. So what's the kasha? Face what the Torah that they wouldn't tell you to say a shechiyonu if people can't be mekayimit. If our people don't have wine, they wouldn't tell you to do it. Or else it's not mistavro. It must be modern.
You can't say that even though you don't have wine, you have to make it. You can use it as a
limus. To say what?
That even if you don't have wine,
well, the Havamina is the chayiv to do a dafka on wine. Without wine, you're not yoytze. We'll soon see. We don't hold like that. But the Havamina is the dafka has to be in wine. So Rashi learns in the Mice says people don't have wine, so it's not mistabra to get such a chayiv. And the Gemara nein, I'll tell you, dikli lekois. Nein, that's not shver. We're talking about, yeah, you have to make shechiyonu throughout the rest of the 7 days. If you didn't say the first day, you need a kois. Einichnami, we're talking about people that have a kois, or we'll have to find a kois. That wouldn't be so shver. Either the person does have, or else he'll have to go and find one. Trashi olay kashya, demiklo lekois, uliyelam azman koi, uliyav Nachman let decide. There wouldn't be any riot to Rav Nachman. So tomorrow, no, I skipped line here. Mikol makam bin and kois. No, they did the kashya. Mikol makam before. Mikol makam bin and kois is the kashya. So lechura that since you need a kois. it's to be shver, I people don't have wine. Said the Gemara, no. I'll tell Leim Mefenel Rav Nachman. This should be a riot to Rav Nachman Shita. The Yomer Rav Nachman Zman, Oim Rafilu Bashuk. Rav Nachman holds no, is Shechiyonu on Yomtiv. If you didn't say it the first night by Kiddush, the Chiv is to say it any day of Yomtiv. And the second you remind yourself, you didn't say Shechiyonu, you're allowed to say it, even in the middle of the street. Now, it's according to Rav Nachman, you do not need a kais to say Shechiyonu on. So Chura, maybe the pshat in this pasuk is you have to say a Shechiyonu any one of the 7 days if you didn't say it the first day. Ah, you need a kais. It's a riot to Rav Nachman that you don't need a kais. And this the Gemara says back, no. Holakasha, the yikli le kais. Tell you no, the means Rav Rashi says there's no riot to Rav Nachman. Really, we're talking about a Shechiyonu, and I tell you, a Shechiyonu needs a kais. I, the kashri, some people don't have kais, don't have wine, the second, third, or fourth day. We're talking about when they do have wine. So the pasuk is just telling you that there's a chayv to say Shechiyonu once in Yomtiv. If you didn't say it at the beginning, any time throughout Yomtiv, you could still say it. So the vow, there's no raya, maybe this pasuk is talking about a kais, is talking about Shechiyonu. So the mara, hotena chatzeres Rosh Hashanah. This is good on Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, it's good, you could drink the kais, so you can make a Shechiyonu on a kais. Of Yom Kippurim, hechi yovid. But on Yom Kippur, you tell me there's a chiyuv to say, or zman, you have to say Shechiyonu. And we're going now, not like Rav Nachman, that the Shechiyonu b'davka has to be on a kais. How could you make a Shechiyonu on a kais on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, im avorach alei v'shosi lei. Yom Kippur, hechi yovid. Im avorach alei v'shosi lei. You're going to tell me what he makes a bracha, and after he makes the bracha, then he'll drink it. Is the kasha kiv with the yom hazman? As soon as he said the Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur is kiblu alei, he was makabel upon himself Yom Kippur. That's the kabbal of Yom Kippur to say the Shechiyonu. And he's also to drink the wine then. So once he says the Shechiyonu, he can't drink the wine. Sadrashi, teina chateres Rosh Hashanah, ikla meima dizman akais kom alei. El Yom Kippurim, Ibizman Mukmas Leif the Pozak Son Matsang Shechiyonu, A Korkach Siyatl Rav Nachman. The Kura then you have to have a riot to Rav Nachman he. The Allah Kais Hechi Levin. That what the riot is like Rav Nachman, that the Kais, that a Shechiyonu does not have to be in a Kais. You can say a Shechiyonu even in the middle of the street. So Mela on Yom Kippur, where you can't drink, and a Chanami, say a Shechiyonu without a Kais. Strashi Wardi, Mavorach Leik, because Elamai can tell me no. You do need a Kais. And the person makes the bracha v'shosla and he drinks it. L'chura, once he made the Shechiyonu, he's also he's the mekabel Yom Tov, he's mekabel Yom Kippur. It's also for him to drink. Yizmar Raifis, the Yomal Le Rav Yirmiya Baraba L'Rav Rav Yirmiya Yisra Baraba to Rav Mi Bodlis. Did you like accept upon yourself like a taste for Shabbos? Like not to do malacha anymore. The Yomalei in Badilna. Yes, I was makabel upon myself. So bring an araya that once you makabel upon yourself Shabbos, or was negayed to us as Yom Kippur, once you make a kabbalah of Yom Kippur, it's chali sur Yom Kippur, but you're not allowed to drink the wine. So here, if you tell me you have to have the Shechiyonu on a kais, so once you make the Shechiyonu, that's the kabbalah of Yom Kippur, you can't drink it anymore. So Drashi, this is just a raya. Drashi, me bodless. Pa machas that once happened, Niskashru Shemayim Bovim. It got very cloudy outside. V'espalo Rav Shoshasav Bajoyim. And Rav Davin Marav, then he thought it was night, he thought it was Shabbos ready, and really it was still Friday. V'yomalei Rabbi Yirmiya Rav, mi bodles min amlocha, mi minj misha kibalto lecha Shabbos, since you're a makabel Shabbos, you have to stop doing malocha. V'yomalei in badilna, yes, since I was makabel Shabbos, and providing was after the plag hamincha, you're allowed to be makabel Shabbos. So once you're makabel Shabbos, even though it's a boy join, you can't do malacha. It's the same thing here on Yom Kippur. Once you say a Shechiyonu, even though it's still yoin, but about it's after plaga mincha, it blives a kabbalah for Yom Kippur. So b'zoh, you can't make the Shechiyonu on the kais on Yom Kippur. So churav manashrecha should be a riot to Rav Nachman then, that the Shechiyonu does not need a kais. So the Gemara maybe no. Atayi levorach olei v'lanche. Make a bracha, make a Shechiyonu on the kais, and leave the kais there. You won't make a bar of piyagofen. You won't drink it in a chanami. You'll just put it down. For the Gemara name, that you can't. The Gemara that you can't do. Hamivorech tzar shi'itan is the halacha. The one that makes the bracha has to drink from the kais. It's like a bizoyin. If you make a bracha on a kais and don't drink from the kais. Yeah. So This is the kasha, what you can't stand say, make a shech yonu and put the kais down, because the klal ha-mavorach tzorach sheyitim, that the one that makes the bracha, he has to drink from it. Shrat yumara nachanetze though, leis fel yenuka, why don't we give it though to a tinnik? Let a young child drink the wine. The jil taka make the bracha, and you let the tinnik drink it. So at yumara, nein lechilchasak ravacha, we don't pass like ravacha. Why? Val dilma osu lemisrach, we are afraid. We can't let a tinnik drink the wine, because if he drinks the wine this year, maybe next year, even when he becomes a gadol, he'll also drink the wine. So we're afraid the master mitzvah will come and do after this again next year, so we don't let him do it. So the kid said, there's no way to let the tinnik drink the wine. See Rashi. Leis v'li yinuka, lishtoi soy, liyachash yivorach olav. Let him avorach, the one that made a shech yonu, let him also make a avorach priyagofen. But instead of him drinking it, he'll give it to a tinnik to drink it. The Aisha Yitim the Koma, that's what we say, the ones that make the bracha has to be toy and has to taste it, lav das the Koma, am avorach. It doesn't mean the one that makes the bracha, he has to taste the wine. Du adin kishasi achrini. It's enough even if somebody else drinks the wine. So Rashi says, why? The time of mishum di gnayu l'kaisha bracha shlo yehenu adim imenu, li'alter. It's a gnay, if you have a kaisha bracha, that means you set a bracha over this kais, like here you made a shech yonu on this kais, and if nobody drinks from this kais the wine, it's a bizarre to the kais. If you don't drink right away, shetei bircha sayayin the bar piyagofen shalal tzarech, that you made a bracha shalal tzarech melo michitoyim layachrin shapadami. So melo, if anybody drinks from it, not the one that made the bracha, even if only a tinnik drinks from it, it's also good. Hokratayin nami begemar the perek where bezek it says in Rosh Hashanah layifra sadam prusa liyorchim helim kei meichli moyim shrehein yecholim laasayis. Is what that for your own children, you allow to make the bracha for them, so you make the bracha, and they go ahead and eat it. So this is the kash lechura, we have an eitz how you can make the bracha on a kais, and make a bar priyagofim, and you let the tinnik drink it. So in this sense, for the Gemara, then that's not a good eitz. So drash revacha by yak, drash lo yisparish. He doesn't know where he said his halacha, but our core point is saying we don't hold like him. Why? The Yosla Misruch, ha tinnik liyachar minig zeh. If we're going to let such a minig be, that we give the kais for a tinnik to drink it, we're lishtes beyond mekipurim achashi yigdol. We're afraid that who was in the tinnik will do it next year also, after it becomes bigger. So Mel, there's no eitza to let the tinnik drink the wine on Yom Kippur, because we're afraid to go ahead and do it later. So Chura, this Slavara would have a kasha then. How could you make the shech yonu on Yom Kippur if you need a kais? You can't drink the wine on Yom Kippur. So how could you make the bracha? So the Chura Elamai, the Elamai the Chura, it has to be right to Rav Nachman. That what? That you don't need a kais. You can make your shech yonu not on a kais. The Chura, this should be right to Rav Nachman. Like on the tzad, we dash in this posik, goes on Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur does need a shech yonu, it's a riot to Rav Nachman, that a shech yonu does not padavka need a kais, avada mitchili yisayt on a kais, yisayt by Kiddush. Mashenka on Yom Kippur, we have no kais, you're not allowed to drink it, so in Echnaim, the din will be, you can make a shech yonu without a kais. Now the mitzvah speaks out here, the mitzvah speaks out about it. Yeah, that we say we don't let the tinnik drink the wine on Yom Kippur, because we're afraid maybe next year when he comes a gadol, he'll also drink the wine. The Chorot Akasha has a tinnik ever eat on Yom Kippur. How do we let a tinnik eat on Yom Kippur? Why aren't we afraid next year he'll eat also? Hell, my vice says a tinnik, we're not afraid. So, I'm not sure if this stays the same.
I mean, the one who makes the bracha will remind him. What do we worry about the tinnik? There's a gadol there that makes the bracha, right?
Right, so Tzai is also like that. Tzai says, "Amar Rabbeinu Shmuel, dafka gabi zman shu kvua chashin du mosle misruch, av lemiro bris mila betisha bov av yom kippurim loy hevi yel akroi biyamo loy chashin du mosle misruch." That the time if a bris came out, then you could give it to a tinnik. Only this that happens every single year, it's a double kvua that happens every single year. Then we're afraid maybe you'll do it next year. But the divorce says a little bit different. The divorce says the pshat is that the Rabbanan didn't want to make a beferishnik a takono that you have to give it to a tinnik, because then we're afraid that since the tinnik saw the chomer made a takono, I should take it, he'll go ahead and eat it next year also, drink it next year. It's like the chomer did something special for me. Is that stam a tinnik eats by himself, he does by himself, that we're not afraid he'll do it again next year, because that a tinnik knows this year I was a tinnik, next year I'm a gadol, I'm not allowed to eat. But here the Rabbanim should make a beferish a takana to give something to a tinnik that Rabbanim wouldn't do. It's the svar the Rabbanim wouldn't make a takana, because now maybe something will come out of it next year. The kid will still eat it next year. So svar the Rabbanim don't make just takonas. So I call upon him, there's no such takana to let the kid drink the wine on Yom Kippur. So here on the side, you do have to make a shech yonu. It's a chloriter of Nachman. And the way we do the maisa, that we do make a shech yonu, but we don't use a kais. So the Gemara, my heavy law, what's the maskona, what should we do? What's the law? Do we have to share a shech yonu, or don't we? So Rashi says, sorach loy mezman, goshanag el gepurim or loy. What's the law? Hey, do you or don't you? So before we had a rife and ten chelik l'shiv, it's a machlokes. One man the Yomadash in the attack on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as even that wasn't claw, it's going on Zman. The Gemara was matcha, maybe it's only going on a brocha. It's only going, you have to say a brocha in tefillah. So the kids, if we didn't have any claw raya yet, that you have to say a Zman on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's no 100% raya. So for the Gemara, my have a law, what's the maskana? What do we have to do? Do we have a chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu or not? So the Gemara showed Ru Rabbonin, the Rav Yemar, Saba, Kaimad, Rav Chizda. So the Rabbonin didn't know the locha, so he sent Rav Yemar to go visit by Rav Chizda and see how Rav Chizda does on Rosh Hashanah. But Maila Yemar the Rosh Hashanah, they send Rav Yemar to see Rav Chizda on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Today he'll be by Rav Chizda on Rosh Hashanah and he'll see if he makes the bracha or not. Is Omalei Zil Chazi Hechi Yavid Uvda and To Aimalon. Go see how Rav Chizda makes the Shech Yonu and come back and tell us if he does or he doesn't, on the case not. Come back and tell us. Is Chazayu, when Rav Chizda saw that Rav Yemar came there, Omalei, he said to him, "He's the loyal retiva Rav Sulei Beduchte. If somebody picks up like a wet piece of wood, it's a raya. He needs the place where it is. In other words, what are you doing with a wet thing? You can't use a wet thing. Tell them, the shot is you need the place where it is. In other words, nobody does anything in vain." So Mestamer Chizda is saying, since you came here, you came for a purpose. Like you understood already why Rav Yemar came. Rav Yemar came to see what the locher is. Rav Chizda understood that. Is the Maisu was Aisile Kisa the Chamra? So they brought in front of him the Kais, the Becher, they make Kiddush on. Kiddush, he made Kiddush. V'yomazman, and he said right away, Shech Yonu. The Hilchason, the locher is, Oy Mezman, Rosh Hashanah V'yom Kippurim. You have a chiyuv to say your Shech Yonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The loch is like Rav Nachman, that if you don't have a kais, or on Yom Kippur where you can't make a Shech Yonu on a kais, that then is you are allowed to make a Shech Yonu, even b'shuk. Even though it's not our kais, still you can make the Shech Yonu. Rashi, Rav Chizda, Rav Yeba, when Rav Chizda saw Rav Yeba, Rav Yemar, or Rav Yeba, the Rashi of the Girsum, Omalei, Deloyel Retiva, Rav Solei Beduchta, Hamagviya Eitzlach, if somebody picks up a wet piece of wood, Shein or Royal Hesek, it's not Roy right now to use it for burning with, is Biduwa Shasorachlim Koimai. We know that the person picked it up because he wants to sit down or use that place. Hoyo V'elov Ein Etzorach. He does need the wood itself. Shachinam Loyeg Viyu. That nobody picks up something for nothing. So what the gate to us is Koimar. Achinam Loybos Lekan. That the Chizda understood you didn't stam come for nothing. Mistam, you came to find out Halacha. And he understood the locher is, he wanted to know, do you say a Shech Yonu or not? So that was the Meister, Chizda right away did say a Shech Yonu, and that's the locher. There's a chiyuv to say a Shech Yonu and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And if you don't have a kais, then you say it, I feel a b'shuk. More baita. V'yom ha-rabba, ki yavin en bei rafuna, when we bar rafuna, I boilon we yes to shayla, I boilon, bei
bar bei rav.
Amid the chachomim is, bei bar rav, di yaspi betanisa b'mali shabosa. He's brought down the locha that Hasidim fast every Friday. The covered Shabbos to do tshuva on Friday, because they're going to Shabbos, there's a meaning to fast on Friday to do tshuva. So Ba'a Be'rab, the Choshua people, the Yasvi B'tanisa B'mali Shabbatam, that they fast every Friday, is Ma'a Lashlume. So they have to finish their tainus, Mamash and Tul Tzetik Chovim, they can't eat until Tzetik Chovim, or else no. They can eat.
Or else they could eat earlier, even before the end of the tainus.
It's still Yom, but once Yom Makabel Shabbos, your tainus ends and you let it go and make Kiddush and eat right away. That's the Shaila. Or else, no, since you Makabel tainus Friday, the tainus goes until Pesach Chovim. Is Lehebe Biyod, he didn't have an answer. Osla Kaimad Rav Yehuda, Lehebe Biyod, he also didn't have an answer. They came in front of Rav Yehuda, he also didn't have an answer. Omar Rob, Rav said, Nachzayu Anan, let's see ourselves, what should be the Alocha. The Tanya we learned, Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, so Melech Nitcha, we first pavod on Sunday, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechaliyah for Shabbos. Or else if Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, and Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, is Alocha Oichel V'Shoitza Kol Sarkoi. You're allowed to eat on this Shabbos as much as you want. U'mala al-shulchanei afilu kisuda ashleim b'shaitin. You can have the biggest, fanciest suda you want, even like Shlomo Melech had at his times. V'bal Terei Shabbos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. Shrashi v'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechaliyah b'Shabbos. Even on a regular Erev Tisha B'Av, the Chi Yisudas HaMasekin is not even to have two Tashilin. You can't eat meat, Shita. Today, right now, is Shabbos. Eichel Kol Tzorkei. V'shaitoi Shoyse Shaitoi Medesloi V'machusoi the Melech Vedyit Hevi. Hey, Shleimer at one time was a Hedyit, one time was a Melech. So it means V'shaitoi when Shleimer was the Melech. So here you have tremendous Sudis. So even if you make such a tremendous suit, it's also mutter. Without today is Shabbos, it's mutter. Chal liyos Tisha B'Av ver Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av comes out on Friday? Is alocha mavien loy kebeitzel. So at that time, by supposed to have a fast, they fasted on Friday. The ma'isa today, it doesn't come out anymore like this. But before the kevei of the calendar, you come out, the Tisha B'Av came out on Friday. So the locha is mavien loy kebeitzel. They brought him an egg. The oichel, and he ate. Kadesh lo yikonis na Shabbos kishumuna. Kadesh shouldn't come into Shabbos, mom is starving away. So, hey, look, you see, how come he ate? Is the pshat is that as soon as they were makabel Shabbos, even though it's still yoin, it's only after plaga mincha, the tainus of Tisha B'Av ended. And he was allowed to eat right then, even before really, really Shabbos starts. Like he just made a taste for Shabbos. He was makabel Shabbos early. But once you're makabel Shabbos, mashma the tainus ends, and you're allowed to eat then. And what's the hezbi? You can eat earlier. Today, when it comes to real Shabbos, you shouldn't be muni, you shouldn't be starving away. Maratanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Tamacha Sayinu Yoshin Ochoi Rabbi Kiva, we once sitting in front of Rabbi Kiva, V'tishabov Shechal Liyos Derer Shabbos Oya, Tishabov came out on Friday, V'vialoi Beitza Migugolis, they gave him this egg that was roasted, Rashi Migugolis Tzluya Raka, it was roasted, very soft roasted egg, and V'gomoi, and he swallowed it below melech, and without any salt. V'loi shoye toivlo, not the pshat was he was hungry and he really wanted to eat it. El laharas letamidim halochon. He did it to show the loch was like that. That the loch is on a tainis that comes out on Friday, you're not mechuyev to be mashlim. You don't medavka have to wait till tzeis kachovim, no, as soon as you're mekabel Shabbos, right away you're allowed to eat. So he did it just on to show the loch is like that. Yeah. Rabbi Yosi says no. Misane umashim. Rabbi Yosi Shita says no. If a tainus comes out on Friday, you have to fast the whole day umashim means until tzitzik chovim. You have to wait till it comes mamish tzitzik chovim. As if you weren't makabel Shabbos yet, you have to wait throughout the whole day. Omar lehen Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi turned to the Rabbonin. Iyate moedim li, aren't you moedim to me? Betisha b'av shechal liyos be'echad b'shabbos. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, yeah, Moitzoi Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. Shemafsig Mevoi Joyin. When do you have to stop eating Shalashudis? You have to stop eating Mevoi Joyin before Shkia. Right before Shkia, we stop eating on Shabbos. So what do you see? You see, even though it's Shabbos, you have to stop eating. So you see, like, you're allowed to be Nisana on Shabbos. That's what Yosi's Raya. So what then, when Tainus comes out on Friday, you're not allowed to eat at the beginning of Shabbos, but you have to mamash wait until Tzetzich Chodim. Omru loy, the Rabbanon answered back, Avul, you're 100% right. Omru lehem, so Rabbi Yosi said, Omizoy, Mali likonis bo kishumuna, Mali lotzis bimenu kishumuna. But just like you murdered to me that Moitzoy Shabbos at the end of Shabbos, you can't eat from Shkiyon anymore, so at the end of Shabbos you be muna, who I didn't be murdered to me at the beginning of Shabbos. That calls the man, it's not Tzitzik Chovim, you're not allowed to eat yet, you have to pavit zechatainis, even though it's the beginning of Shabbos. Omru loy, the Rabbanon answered back, no, there's no tzushtel. Imamata lotis mimenu shere yochel v'shosa kol hayom kuloi. Have big spiel. We tell you don't eat from Shkiyon, but you got to finish eating the whole day. You can eat whatever you want. You could have started the shalashudis 2 hours before and eat 2 hours straight shalashudis, and we tell you stop by Shkiyah. So that we tell you to stop by Shkiyah is not the pshat you be mu'una now, you're feeling hungry now on Shabbos. You can ain't never feel for no Shabbos. That's why you have to stop by Shkiyah time. But to Yom HaLekonos Bo, Mashenka, the case where you were fasting on Friday, and now you want to come into Shabbos. Kishumuna, if you're fasting a whole day, so Yochav Shasa Kaliyam Kuloi, it's not nice. It's not covered for Shabbos that if you're makabel Shabbos early, that right now it's Shabbos already, and still we tell you you can't eat right now. You have to be starving away until Tzedek Chavim. That's not the covering. So that's what a Chavim say, the din of Tainus is, it ends when the beginning of Shabbos is. And you don't have to wait till Tzedek Chavim. The Yomer, Ula Alokhik Reb Yoisi. Ula said Alokhik is like Reb Yoisi Lechumra. That yes, you have to wait. You have to wait till Tzedek Chavim. All right, stop here.